You're listening to Mom and Doc Talks, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas with a special emphasis on homeopathy.
Hi, I'm Jody the mom.
And I'm Dr. Barr the doc, and this is Mom and Doc Talks, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas with a special emphasis on homeopathy. In our last episode, we talked all about how I found homeopathy. And so now we're going to dive into the part of our story as we're working through this with me and Jody, at least in the first part of this podcast, is to, you know, based on Jody's, you know, healing progression for her daughter. We're now at the part where Jody and I are actually in this together. And so this will hopefully give us a little bit more ability to help, you know, bounce back and forth with like the things that Jody remembers that I don't, and vice versa. So we can give you a really robust picture about what this next part of Avery's healing journey has been like. But we also want to start really giving you a lot more tips about how to be as successful with homeopathic care, if that's what you're going into, as possible. And so the first thing that we're going to talk about before we get into like all of the nuances about that journey itself was the homeopathic intake, because the homeopathic intake is very different than any other intake that you have likely had before. And so we wanted to give you a little bit of insight to what it's like, how to prepare for it, some, you know, tips and tricks to make it as good as possible. And then maybe guide you to some educational resources to help you both in the preparation for it, and then to understand a little bit more about the process of homeopathy in case you're checking this episode out before we get to go through all the things about the journey. We will get into that in later episodes though as well. So Jody, what is your advice that you would give to somebody, like, just maybe before we even dive into the advice, tell them a little bit about what the homeopathic intake was like from your end.
I think more than anything, I was stressed out about it. I had so much, I think probably anxiety from appointments that I had been to in the past. I was concerned, even though I knew that you knew some stuff, it's like I was setting myself up to have to explain to you or almost convince you that what was going on with Avery was actually going on with Avery. Even though I knew that you knew some of it, I still was like prepared for that. And like, I have to tell you this whole like drawn out story and hit on all the parts just right, and I've got to be able to tell the story. And of course it wasn't, I did tell the whole story, and we went through it, you know, all the little bits and pieces. But leading up to it, I just wish I wouldn't have been so stressed out, because I was so nervous. And also at the same time, I just didn't know. There wasn't a lot of people doing homeopathy in the PANS community at that time. Right. There was just so many little pieces that I didn't understand. And I also didn't understand that I needed to look for that information about homeopathy yet. I didn't know that I fully expected to come to this appointment and you to give me a remedy that was going to make Avery's symptoms go away. Like, I just thought that's how it was going to be, because I didn't have any, zero education as far as homeopathy goes.
Well, and you thought that you were going to come and have an appointment that was very similar to the appointments that you had had before, which was, like, as you said, basically trying to make a case for PANS. Mm-hmm. And what you really needed to go into was the nuances of how she experienced it. And I tried my best to help prepare you for that, because we actually spoke one-on-one before we started working together to make sure that we were a good fit for each other. And I remember saying, I'm going to need to know things like what makes it better, what makes it worse, and that kind of thing. And we've learned, and that's one reason that Jody and I have joined forces as to do this mom and doc together, is that what I meant by that did not translate into what she was used to, in part just because I am used to working in the homeopathy field and she was used to working more and within the conventional field, and the types of things with what makes it better and worse that she was looking at were very different than the kinds of questions I was asking. Mm-hmm. And that's why we came together to try and help bridge that gap for anybody who comes on after, so that maybe they can have a little bit of an easier transition to homeopathy than Jody had.
Yeah, there was so many pieces. And before in appointments, I would go and I would say, okay, there's anxiety, there's OCD, there's all of this. I didn't understand breaking it all down into little bitty pieces. I didn't understand that, we needed to like dive into more information about the intrusive thought or whatever it was. Like I needed. So in the beginning, like my first appointment, I feel like most of the time I was like, and I didn't really know any of the answers. And eventually I learned it. But in the beginning, I just had no idea that we were going to go into it, the depth in which we did. And then at the same time, I remember filling out the, one of the forms was asking questions about like preferences, hot and cold and inside, outside, moving air, still air, all of those things. I am sure that you told me to like pay attention to that. And I just missed it. But I really wish I would have thought more about that type of stuff because there were so many things that ended up being, not pan symptoms, that was information that you needed. Like the things that I always thought just made Avery quirky or unique, or, you know what, she's got sweaty feet. She always wants the fan on her, like all that type stuff. I feel like once we got a little further in, I would be like, oh, there's this other thing. And then this other thing, I wish I would have spent a little bit more time, like really trying to explore and go through all of those. But the intake appointment was, it was extremely therapeutic to me. I left that appointment feeling 100% confused and so much better at the exact same time. I know any PANS mom listening to this knows, like whenever you, for the first time, get on the phone or in messages or whatever it might be with somebody who understands, like really understands, it's so life-giving. And so I relaxed, like every single ounce of me was tense and stressed out. And then just being able to be heard and tell Avery's whole story and explain everything and have you, understand and, you know, make me feel confident that we were going to do this thing together. And, you know, we were going to heal her body. And, so it was, I am 100% sure that many, many moms have that same feeling in the intake appointment. Cause it's just nice to be able to, get it all out and feel like there is a plan. Cause when I came to you, there was no plan. It was like, that was it. And then all of a sudden I had this plan that I didn't understand, but it was a plan.
Yeah. So just for context, the homeopathic intake, it's going to vary from provider to provider. At Resilience Naturopathic, which is the practice that I founded, that's where my information is coming from. So it might be different if you're working with a different provider, a different homeopath. So we schedule up to 3 hours for an intake. They usually take somewhere between 2 and 3, not always that entire 3, but we give up to 3 hours just because the reality is we need to get lots and lots of detail, right? So we need to understand the entire health history that led up to it because it's all related. So when we get unhealthy, when we're in an unhealthy state or an unwell state, it's all connected. So like if you have sweaty feet or if you're really hot, that's connected to the fact that you are also feeling anxiety or that you're having intrusive and repetitive thoughts or compulsions. They're all connected. And so we need to understand the whole context of any signs that our body was giving us that something is a little bit off inside from early on up until now. We also need to know all the interventions that were used so that we can know where increased complexity came about, because when we take medications or supplements, our body has to react to those. And so it can sometimes create a little bit more complexity. We need to know what's just the underlying state of dis-ease, and what is actually brought on by the medications or the external things that you brought in, those external biochemical forces. In addition to that, we need to really understand the details. As Jodi was saying, in other practices, she would go and say, Avery has anxiety, she has OCD, she's got rage, she's got this, and maybe a few details so that the provider can feel confident that what Jodi is labeling as OCD is truly OCD, or what she's labeling as anxiety is truly anxiety. We still need to do that. And then we need to understand, but how does she experience anxiety? How does she experience OCD? What makes it better? What makes it worse? Not what medications make it better or worse, but what circumstances. You know, if she's in a hot room, does she get more angry or irritable? Or if she's in a cold room, does she get more angry or irritable? When she gets angry, what does her body do in addition to that? It's not just anger, but like, where's the blood rushing? Is she getting a flushed face? Is she getting a pale face? Is she getting sweaty? Is she getting cold? What's happening with her body as all of this is coming about? And so we really need a whole lot of details to narrow it down, because there's thousands of homeopathic remedies that we could select from, and we need to find the one best fit for the way that somebody is experiencing it. So just knowing that there's anxiety, there's literally hundreds of remedies that could be effective for anxiety. And so we need to sort of triangulate with all of the things that are going on, the specific nuances of the anxiety and everything else that's happening in the body. So that obviously takes some time to be able to get all of that information. And one of the reasons that I think people end up feeling like it's so therapeutic, like you just mentioned, Jodi, is we have to work really hard to make sure we fully understand. So we will invite you to share what you are experiencing, and we're going to listen very intently. And then we will summarize what we understand. And that summary both helps us reflect to make sure that we fully understand it and give us information on what we don't understand. That's where I can say, oh, so she gets really angry and this happens, you know, and then this happens and this happens, but what about this? Or what actually helps her feel better? Or, you know, there are other different things. So it's like a deep listening that somebody has to go through to be able to understand the way somebody's experiencing it. I think I told you several times, Jodi, I need to understand this as if it's happening to me. So I need you to give me as much detail as you possibly can. And so it's just a different invitation to share than you're used to in a other type of healthcare practice.
Yeah. And I think I should say too, pardon me, that it also like felt really good, but felt a little uncomfortable too, for multiple reasons, because I've never been asked questions like I was asked when we did the intake. And I didn't know the answer to quite a few of them. And so I felt uncomfortable in that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm already failing at this. And at the same time, holy cow, how do you expect me to even be able to answer all of these questions? Because there's literally so much going on. And it was really kind of neat. And I know we'll get into it in later talks. It's neat because you kind of learn that, you know, as you're managing, it's really easy to pay attention to all of these little details and the answers to the questions that you know are going to get asked. They're all in there. And it's not, you know, a super tough thing, but in the intake appointment, I was like, oh, like feeling uncomfortable and like I wasn't doing a good job, and like I wasn't ever going to be able to do a good job, but that changed over time.
Yeah. And the reality is it especially when you've put so much, you know, in your case, Jodi, you had tried all of these things. And as you shared with us in a previous episode, your provider, who was like your answer, your blah, 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 like this is the solution, we've got things figured out, ran out of options and said, I don't have anything else to offer. There's something else out there. You have to find it. So anything that you tried next was like, had so much more weight on it too, because all of the things that you knew and understood weren't helping. You felt pressure to answer every single thing correctly. And you had to learn over time that it is actually more beneficial to just be honest and say, I don't know. Because if you try to like, I think maybe this, then you could put a little bit more weight on something that is not as actually reliable, and therefore not as beneficial.
Yeah. I definitely felt like homeopathy was my Hail Mary. Mm-hmm. And feeling so much better leaving the intake appointment, but also feeling like, oh my gosh, did I just totally mess that up? Yeah. And that's the cool thing about homeopathy is there's so much room to learn, and it just, every single step you take gets easier and easier as you go. So any of that, like anxiety from the intake or feeling like I didn't do a good job, like melted away over time because we just kept that communication going.
And we're going to teach you all sorts of things about homeopathy. And if you're eager to learn before they're available in podcast form or on YouTube, you can always join our Facebook group, Homeopathy for Pans and Pandas, where we've got a ton of resources learning all about the deep dives into homeopathy. We will get to it eventually in the series. First though, I would love to hear if you have any advice that you wish you would have been given about how to prepare for the intake, or anything that you wish you would have done differently in the take, even from like logistics about like childcare, hydration for yourself, food for yourself, that kind of thing, especially if it's a longer visit. Or like I said, ways that you would have prepared differently if you had been given the resources that we've created for people.
I would have made sure that I had completely kid-free time so I could have focused. I would have ate a big meal beforehand. I would have gotten myself plenty of water. It really just got really, you know, just prepared for that time. I think the number one biggest thing, and I love that it's here now, and literally why you and I are doing what we're doing, is in the Facebook group for caregivers, it is literally almost everything that I did not know. All the things that coming into, so even as basic as starting and watching the guides, those videos, I didn't know what a remedy was. I didn't know what a potency was. I didn't know what changing remedies was. I didn't know any of that. And that would have been really, really valuable just as a basics. But then even further than that, like going on, you know, to our YouTube channel and watching the Observer series, mm-hmm. and helping me understand how a homeopath and a client talk to each other about symptoms. I didn't understand that until we got much further in and I read a book about homeopathy that was written by a mom. And I finally like understood like the flow of what it was supposed to sound like. Mm-hmm. And even the depth, I don't feel like I was going as deep before I read that. So spending time in the group, educating yourself, spending time in, you know, any resources about homeopathy, to understand the language. Does that make sense? Right? Because it's different. It's just so different the way that we do things than I've ever done anything with another medical provider before.
And I want to just say that we recognize that many people who are listening to this might not be in the place where they have the capacity to spend that time doing the research, because you could be in a state of crisis and everything else has failed. And, you know, Jody, you were in a state of crisis. So while you can say right now on the other side that you would have liked to have done all those things, the reality is you didn't have the capacity to do all of those things because you had two young children who were quite unwell, and it really took all of your time. So it's a great idea, and we've got those available for people who do need that comfort and those resources. And we also recognize that for many people that's just not a reality, and that you will be learning as you go and as you have more time and capacity because of your kiddo getting into states where they can handle things more on their own. So I say all this to just reassure you that clearly, Jody, you did not have all of the resources that we have created, because let's be honest, between our YouTube channel, our Facebook group, you could spend weeks watching videos nonstop and not get through them all. And so we have an abundance of resources. And so I don't want anybody to feel like if you want to be successful, you have to go through all of those things, because Jody, you were clearly successful without any of those resources available to you. And the reality is going in and being just honest, sharing stories with your provider, your homeopath, and doing the best that you can, and they will help guide you where they need some more guidance. And it might mean that you have to gather that information and bring it back to the next visit, or if it's vital for the decision-making process for today, it might mean that you wait a day or two before a decision is made so you can gather that information and get it back to your provider. So you can't do this wrong, even though Jody felt like she was doing it wrong. You really can't do it wrong. It's just a matter of like watching your kiddo, reporting what you see, taking notes. That's one thing I will advise beforehand. Yes. Maybe yes. Give yourself like a week of really, really intensive observation, and looking at what exactly happened. Like you have an episode, a situation of like really intense fear or really intense anxiety, OCD trap, or the rage coming up that you really want to understand exactly what's happening. Look at it just from an observer perspective, like you're watching something happen in nature and you're just taking notes about what's happening, not trying to figure out, well, what caused this and what caused this, which is so hard for a PANS parent, right? Like when you have something coming up, you want to know exactly what just triggered this, what is going on, what can I do to fix this thing? You have to pause that part, step back, just observe and take diligent notes. And that's going to give you the information to share with your homeopath that you can then disrupt that process and make that something that we're addressing the susceptibility to having that type of reaction.
Yeah. I call that my Dr. Barr goggles. Like I would always like, as things were happening, because it's easy to get sucked down into what's going on because it's stressful and it's hard to manage all of it. And like telling myself, put your Dr. Barr goggles on, like, what does she need to see right here? And that was almost became a little bit of a coping mechanism for me, because I was, even though it really sucked to be doing what we were doing, I was able to stay a little tiny bit above it, because I was like, okay, like, what do I need to look at? And then get done managing it and then go jot down a couple of notes real quick or put it in my phone real quick. So it was helpful.
I mean, that's a really, really beneficial piece of advice that you can give somebody, Jody. So I appreciate that, because the reality is, especially now as a mom, it's so hard if my daughter is experiencing something and I am there experiencing it with her. It is so hard to feel like the best thing I can do is to step back and just watch it unfold, because we want to intervene. We want to make it better. We want to make it better for ourselves and for our child. And the reality is that sometimes stepping back and watching is what is necessary to get to that place that you can have the information to then make a decision to make it better. And so when we just act right away in the moment and trying to disrupt something, it's not necessarily going to be in the best long-term interest. So
could you try?
She's
so having the, that framework that you can, you know, almost put it into like a different person or a different personality, or like, here's what this is used for, can be really beneficial. So thanks, Jody.
Removing yourself a little bit.
Yeah. So we're going to wrap for today, because this is just giving you a little bit of insight into what the first visit is typically like. There are lots of resources that we already mentioned. There are books that you can read that I think may or may not be beneficial. The shortest, easiest one that's free and available online is Beyond Flat Earth Medicine by Tim Dooley. And you can just Google it and you can find a PDF online. It's a pretty quick read. It's less than 100 pages. So it gives you just a really brief overview of homeopathy and some things that work with it and don't work so well with it. So that's a good place that you can start. And then obviously our YouTube page, our YouTube channel with all of the resources that we've got for becoming a better observer can be really beneficial. Those are also quite extensive. There's probably, I think there's 22 or 23 different videos. They're all about 5 minutes long. So you could watch them all within a couple of days if you had a little bit of time, like after bedtime or whatever. Then there's also lots and lots of resources in our Facebook group that you can access if you are a caregiver to somebody who has a diagnosis of PANS or suspected PANS. And those are great resources that you can use to get some education ahead of time and give yourself forgiveness if you don't have time or capacity or energy or even interest in exploring all of these things before you start going to a visit with homeopathy, because you can still be very successful and learn along the way.
Yeah, I think that looking back, in fact, we're coming up on Avery's anniversary. October 16th was the day that she started homeopathy. And that was such a significant, to me, significant time in our life. It was our starting line, right? And I feel like so many of us that are coming up to the starting line with homeopathy, there's just so much anxiety for parents and so much nervousness and so much fear. And, you know, looking back at that time in our lives, there was just so much going on and I was so stressed out, and even filling out the questionnaires, I was so overwhelmed with it. And now to me, it's so wild that those questionnaires were the last set of questionnaires that I've filled out for my children, because we don't go to doctors anymore. We don't need, I mean, we go for basic stuff, for checkups and stuff, but we don't. Like, what an amazing start line that was for us, and to get to where we are now at, you know, the finish line and living PANS free. There's anxiety that comes with it, but it's also, it's a really beautiful beginning.
Yeah. All right. In our next episode, we are going to talk all about Jody and Avery's first experience with their very first remedy, to give you a little bit of an idea about what that can be like, especially coming from the place that Jody did, where she knew, as she shared, almost nothing about homeopathy and was here as a Hail Mary. So we're going to share that with you in our next episode. I hope you'll join us there.
Bye, guys.
We hope you found this episode helpful, hopeful, and inspiring. We try to get a new episode out every week, and you can make sure you don't miss any by following us on Spotify or subscribing to our channel on YouTube. Just search for Resilience Naturopathic. If you want to connect with us more, join our Facebook group, Homeopathy for Pans and Pandas, where we have exclusive weekly videos and answer your questions about, you guessed it, homeopathy for pans and pandas throughout the week. If you're already a member, give us a shout out and let us know what you thought about this episode. Until next time, take care and remember, this won't be forever.